Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina and Dayton, Ohio, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Dustin Hartzler. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello and welcome to episode 95 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my compatriot, my buddy, my good friend, I said that twice for some reason, Dustin Hartzler. Say hi, Dustin.
Hi, Dustin. I'm here.
You are here. Why are you here? Where is Kyle?
Where in the world? I think we should play Where in the World is Kyle?
Where in the world is Kyle? Kyle is gallivanting. He is spending 6 weeks in Budapest, Hungary.
And yeah, so it's like the middle of the night there. And
it's six hours ahead of us. And he didn't have quite the place yet to do a recording. He couldn't find a quiet enough spot to do it. So we missed last week and the week before. I think I was traveling. I don't remember at the schedule at this point, but we're trying to bring a show. So you are here because you are.
So basically what you're saying is I'm the last choice. Oh, let's get a show out. Let's call Dustin up. Let's get him on the show.
Yes. Yes. But you know what? You're like, okay.
Let's do it.
So what's going on? So you were gone actually all last week. That's why we didn't do a show last week, because you were gone actually. That's right. We missed last week.
It's my fault now.
That's right.
Yes. I've been traveling the last couple weeks. 2 weeks ago, I was on a work team meetup with Automatic. We travel about once per year with our own individual teams and then once per year as a company. And so I was up in Toronto with my team of 12, and we just had a good time, like just hanging out. Like when you work in a when you work online, like you see people on 1 hour per week in a hangout, and that's about it. Everything else is text based, and you know, you just don't get that camaraderie except for spending, you know, lots amounts of time in, you know, in a week together. So
right.
That was the first week of May. And the second week of May, my family and I and my parents, we drove down to Hilton Head. It was the first time that we did a vacation via the road. Most of the time we like to fly. We like to go places. And it's just like door to door, it was like 12 hours, 13 hours to get there. But then it's like, well, if we flew like with two little kids and we got to get to the airport early, and then you sit, and then you have to, there's no direct flights to Hilton Head from Dayton or any of the Ohio airports. So then it's like, okay, now you've got to transfer, and then you've got to wait to rent a car, and then you've got to put all the car seats in, and got it. And it was like, it's probably the same amount of time anyway. So we might drive.
And you went through my state, and I told you, I'm always 2 hours away. You could have just headed a little further east and could have said hi.
We could have, but you also could have headed a couple hours east or west. And
so that way.
Yeah, it could have came that way.
But we couldn't have recorded. I guess we could have done it in the car recording. That would have been kind of cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
So come back.
That's about me, and I'm also on sabbatical.
That's right.
Starting from the day that I came back from my team meetup, I came back on a Tuesday, and then the Wednesday, which was probably like May 8th or so, I started sabbatical. And so Automatic gives all employees, once they've been there 5 years, an opportunity to take 2 or 3 months off. I don't know of any person that's taken 2 months off, but everybody goes for the full three. So it's a paid sabbatical. So I am working on cleaning out the garage and putting up insulation. I've got lights to install outside. I've got a basement to finish. I got to build out my office. Adam's looking at me in my unfinished basement space. And then I also have to build a deck.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping that I can do all of those things in 3 months and just boom, 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 boom. Lots of things for me to do.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for you at all. Sabbatical. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I've been staying up late, working on projects and going to bed and not getting enough sleep, but that's what sabbaticals are all about, right?
Right. Question mark. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Rest and recharge away from work. And I guess that's what, for you, that's what, you know, it'll work out. So
yeah, absolutely. So what's up with you?
So let's see, in the last couple of weeks, my daughter went to prom. That was awkward. From the perspective of like, wow, I feel like I just went to prom 30 years ago, but still. Yeah, it was odd. Yeah, so also some news. I don't know if you heard, but, you know, technically yesterday when recording this show, Kitchen Sink came out, you know, the Admirator podcast, episode 273 came out. And I mentioned in the news something that was released. So you and Kyle and other friends have always given me a hard time about all my ideas. And so one of those ideas finally made it to fruition. I didn't tell you or Kyle about this. So Kyle still doesn't know. He'll find out when this show comes out. He has no idea. So you already probably know, but I bought a domain. And I have a landing page. I'm engaging interest. I have a website for backupspeakers.com is my new little thing that I'm pursuing to try to fill a gap, I think, in the speaking industry. Not just WordPress speakers, but any speaker. So, for example, your lovely wife, she speaks a lot. So she could be on this as a listing. And if you want to check it out, that's over at backupspeaker.com. So it's kind of cool.
Ah, that's what the bus stands for.
That's what the bus stands for, BUS, yeah. And then also vacation days, you're on sabbatical. I'm not taking sabbatical, but I am calendaring on my calendar. I'm putting X's on certain days, like, for example, the Friday after this week. So the first Friday of next month, of June, I will be off going up to the mountains with some guys from the F3 group, literally just taking a day off. I had a burnout episode a few weeks back, and I realized I need time away also to recharge. So I'll be doing that much more in the next, the rest of this year. Like, literally at least 1 or 2 days per month, I need time away. So
that sounds good.
Yeah, it's necessary, right? I mean, we need it.
I needed 1 or 2 days away, so I took 3 months.
Nice. Wow. That's fabulous. So other than that, I guess that's it in my life. Yeah. Kids are about to have summer break in another month. Oh, yeah. And lastly, my daughter, she also starts college like in 3 months. Just shy of 3 months, which is crazy also. So
that is crazy.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's do this.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
So I saw this at happenstance, just kind of came across my desktop. Matt launched a new blog and a podcast. Matt being Matt Mullenweg. Do you know who that is? You know that guy?
Yeah, I've heard of him before.
Yeah, so he has a new site over at distributed.blog. He is talking about distributed workforces and teams, since he has been running one for 16 years, give or take, something like that. So have you listened to the podcast or watched it?
I just subscribed. I'm on sabbatical. I don't know what's happening inside of Automattic.
That's awesome.
I did see some teasers about coming. And then I subscribed to, I think it's called Nuzzle. It's a newsletter that's curated by like friends of mine on Twitter, the things that they're posting and sharing. And there was a whole bunch of people that share that. So that showed up in my email one day. So okay. I did see it. I listened to the first episode, which is 1 minute and 30 some seconds.
Right,
and so
right.
Like, this is a good idea. I should probably put this in my RSS feed and or my Overcast so I can start listening to it as I'm, you know, doing things this summer.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we need more blogs, more podcasts in the WordPress space. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I think what he's doing there is really cool. Distributed.blog. I mean, that's a great name.
Right.
You know, it's Automattic's always been one of those companies that's just been a little bit ahead of the curve because they've always been distributed. I think it's going to be interesting to hear Matt interview and talk to other people that run companies that are distributed or half distributed or, you know, whatever that looks like, and just trying to see what that industry looks like across from other company perspectives.
Right.
You know, obviously I know what happens inside of Automattic and because, you know, I live and breathe it and that's my day-to-day work, but I think it'll be interesting and just always hearing from Matt. Like, he always, it's interesting that we have town halls once a month and he just answers anybody's questions and he kind of gives us an update of what's happening within the Automattic and, you know, where we're going and what kind of, you know, advertising or, you know, like all kinds of things. There's, you know, it's an open table, but like every time he just like says the things of his vision, like I get inspired, even though like it has nothing to do with me. So, it's just really interesting. I'm excited to hear, and I'll listen to some of these episodes on.
I'm pretty sure he'll have me on. He's been on my show twice, so I'm expecting an invitation pretty soon. My team is distributed.
It is 100%.
All five of us. Yeah, there are five of us technically. They're all independent contractors, but still.
Yeah, absolutely.
It starts somewhere, right? So.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So other than that, in the news, nothing really else in the news. It's been kind of a light news week or so. You know, 5.2 came out. You know, you don't know. You're out of the loop.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
All right, I'll go first on this one. I'm wearing Give WP, like that team over there, wearing their shirt for Give.
I like the shirt. I have one too.
Yeah. And I'm drinking water. I'm trying to match you, which will never happen, truly. Not for many years, I'm sure. But I am drinking water out of a 2019 WordCamp Orange County pint glass. I surprised everybody there a few weeks back, and I went to WordCamp Orange County drinking water. And I'm still reading Mindset. It's just a very – I've checked this out third time in a row now. It is a very dense book. It's not that many pages. It's just – it's a very slow read for me, which is rare. So I'm still reading Mindset by I can't think of her name all of a sudden. I'll think of it. I'll link in the show notes. So there you go.
I had the experience too to go and renew a book that I'd have it on my shelf for a while, and it's kind of embarrassing. Kind of makes me feel like Kyle and not taking forever to read a book. So I had one of those episodes as well that like, can you return this so I can check it back out? Thanks. But I am reading, or I guess I'm wearing an old school Woo t-shirt. I believe this is a WooCommerce one from 2016, maybe WordCamp 2016, which I actually wasn't there, but I was able to snag one of the shirts anyway.
I have that shirt.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It was a good one today. I went back to CrossFit. I'm trying out the different CrossFit communities in the area. I don't have a home gym. Well, I've got a home gym, but I don't have like a home gym or a home community to work out with and whatnot. So I'm looking for that this summer. And so I've got a little bit of a protein shake I'm finishing up after the workout. I've got my water bottle, which I'll probably finish off before Adam can drink his glass of water. And let's see what else I got. I'm reading a book that's called Basements Complete. I'm not really reading it per se, but since I'm doing all things in the basement, I figured maybe I should read and make sure I'm doing things the right way. So I've got a bunch of lumber. I've got all of the electrical stuff that I need. I just need to get lights and insulation, and that's pretty much going to get me build my office this summer. And then I'm going to pay somebody to do all the drywall, just because I don't want to deal with the drywall, the headaches. People, you know, I can hire somebody. They can get it done in 2 or 3 days. It's completely done, and that would just save me so much time, effort, and energy. So basement's complete. It's not really what I'm reading. I've got a couple other fiction books that, you know, I've got on my Kindle and whatnot, but that's the one that takes priority right now.
Sounds good. Okay, moving on to... Hey, Dustin, guess what time it is? That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Are you ready, Dustin? Are you ready? Because here we go. They're coming.
Research for these?
Yeah, I'm supposed to research these.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You spent a good solid, what, day on these?
Yeah. I mean, you sent it to me about an hour ago.
Maybe like 4 hours ago. Okay. Anyway. Anyway. All right. First question. You want to ask that first one? Or I'll ask that first one for you. You start. So this one's sent in by Serena Dawn. Can we talk about LinkedIn for a second? Does anyone still use it? Does everyone just accept connections requests from everyone else? What do you got?
Let's talk about LinkedIn. It's been a long time since I've signed in. I'm going to go ahead and sign in here live while we're talking.
Oh, good.
Just to see what's going on with LinkedIn. I know that LinkedIn is a place that people spend a lot of time and energy in putting together their perfect profile. And they even put their blog posts on there and different things. And it's like, is this really a platform for this? I guess I've never really seen it as one of the big social media. You know, a lot of people say there's the Facebook, there's Twitter, there's LinkedIn, there's YouTube. Mm-hmm. But I've never really had that. I've never really had that as a thing. But I am, again, I'm trying to get my two-factor authentication so I can log in and see what's going on here with my LinkedIn profile.
Well, while you do that, I'll tell you real quick. So from my perspective, because I'm older, you know, it has been always a place that I've gone to for like when I was looking for jobs. It was that. And for a while they had groups and they had some, it tried to grow more into a forums type of place, which I kind of bounced out pretty quick. But I will tell Serena this. So do people still use it? Yes. Do people, you know, request connections from anyone who requests? I did for a while and now I don't. I'm much more picky. But what I do use it lately is I'll just apply for jobs all the time, like once or twice a week, and then I'll ghost the recruiter. That's an option. You could do something with it, just so you know.
Huh. Interesting. So I'm logged in now. I'm looking at it, and I do see that I have a ton of birthday messages. Who knew? My birthday was in March, and so you can tell how long it's been since I've logged into LinkedIn, and the very first message that I have is from Cassie, and she says, thanks for being an active member. Again, I haven't logged in months, and she's, based on my activity level, she is offering me premium for free.
Hey, Cassie offers that to me every other week for like 1 month trial, right?
Yeah. So that's that. And I do get a lot of also people to say like, congratulations on my work anniversary.
Right.
Like, okay, you know,
hey, I did that for you.
Yeah, you also have a birthday message to me via...
I know. I log in. I mean, I do check it out. Also, because I use LinkedIn a lot, well, at least once a week, I post there Thursdays for Kitchen Sink. You know, I do in my social media shares, I have a system where I'm sharing the other podcast, and one of those things is LinkedIn on Thursdays, so I kind of do a follow-up there. Yeah, I use it. I mean, so...
Gotcha. Have you found connections with other developers or, like, designers or anything?
Yeah, there? So honestly... I do get a hit up a lot from people, mostly overseas developers who, because of connections to that from the community, I used to accept just everybody blindly. But then the problem is once I started doing that, I realized then they were trying to just sell me something like, hey, we have the service. Hey, we work for this agency. I'm like, ah. So now I don't go quite open to everybody. I'll wait every 2-3 weeks, I'll go through the list, and it might be 10 to 12 people, 20 sometimes, and I'll say yes or no. If I've met you in person and you're local potentially, or even afar, doesn't really matter. If I've met you at a conference, more likely I'm going to accept it. You know, I'm trying to really curate my connections more than just being a connection to somebody else or being, you know, a bridge to something like that. I want to have a true relationship ideally with somebody. So I think in answer to her, to Serena's question, yes, I still use it. People do use it. But it's getting, it's a little awkward. It's in between overly salesy, how to make money, be rich, in my opinion, like all these little things. So I scroll through it with a grain of salt, if you will.
Gotcha. And I think it really depends on where you are. Like, I'm very happy at automatic. Like, there's no reason for me to really connect with other people. I have 900 colleagues that I can't even keep up with and connect with, you know, inside the company. And I have, you know, I can do direct messaging and whatnot right there. And so, like, I don't feel like I do that. So it's like, why would I spend a time on, you know, a platform like LinkedIn? And I know that in the past, I've spent a lot of time, like, building out that profile and, you know, getting endorsed by different, I was endorsed for WordPress and design. Mm-hmm. You know, like development or whatever those terms are. And but I just haven't felt like, I think I'm not the best person to answer the question in the fact that I am kind of a step outside of that industry and I'm not fully, you know, looking for to make connections.
Right.
I can barely keep up with the people that live on my street and the people that I work with. So so, yeah, that's where I see it. But I do. I blindly say yes to everybody. I see that I have 1,028 connections. And I mean, I haven't logged in a long. Oh, here's. And I have 29 more. So I might as well just go ahead and accept these. I've got a front end UI developer. I've got a graphic WordPress lowercase p designer. I've got.
yeah, that's always a problem. It's a lowercase p.
So I'll just go ahead. Cammy, our good friend Cammy from Automatic, who runs the WordCamps, she asked to be my friend.
Okay.
I'm going to accept that.
Never heard of her. I'm kidding. She's awesome.
She is awesome.
All right, you do that. I think we're going to go to the second question. Thanks for that one, Serena. So there's some options. Yes, use it, or no, don't use it. So it's up to you. Those are two options for you. All right. Second question is actually an audio clip, and this one is a familiar voice. Let's go ahead and play this one.
Considering how much you both know about me, what do you think are the parenting mistakes I am most likely to commit over the next few years with my daughter?
That was obviously Kyle, in case of those who didn't recognize his voice. So I will go first on this one, as I have the age and the wisdom of being a parent longer than both of you. Where to start? So my dear friend Kyle, let's see. So from my observations so far, mistakes have been made. Family functions, holiday celebrations, by taking your daughter to those, taking her camping, allowing all that giggling and laughter, taking her to the bar, the concerts that you play in your band, letting her dance in the house, and finally, taking her out of the country, huge mistake, big, big, big mistake. Okay. As far as future mistakes, I would say you only have to go a few more steps and you've ruined her for life. If you teach her how to read and let her date, it's over. Those are the options that I give you.
So do none of those.
Do none of those. And I mean, you've already made so many mistakes. I mean, there's going to be years upon years of therapy that this kid, Abigail... No, I'm kidding. Honestly, parenting mistakes, you're going to be so protective that you'll smother her and she'll push away a little bit, but then she'll come back around and realize how awesome of a dad you are. So there you go.
Yeah, so... I don't know if I can follow that up. I have half as many, okay, not even half as many years of experience in the fatherhood. I have two kids myself, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they're in just the best stages of life right now. They like to play with each other. Kenley all the time is, my daughter is always saying like, oh, Kellen says this. And I was like, Kellen can talk now. And I did not hear him say that. So he's like, he motioned it. That's what he wants. But I could come up with, you know, a ton of, you know, funny things to say about what you could do wrong or what you may mess up. But it's always I found in my 5 years of being a father, like you're going to mess up all the time. Things are going to just not be right. You're going to, you know, do something that upsets one of them or both of them at the same time. You're going to have times when one or two people in your family are crying and it might be you and the kid. Like, I mean, that stuff just happens and it's the way of life. And I think as long as you are there, you're a constant father figure. You're always, you know, working from home really helps that you're there, that you're not, you know, having to drive and, you know, be commuting and being away all the time. I think just being very, what's the word I'm looking for? Just being very
attentive.
Attentive and very intentional about the time. Don't be done with work and be like, okay, let's go play Abigail. But then, you know, you're pushing her with one hand and you are as you know what, when she's on the swing and you've got your phone in the other hand and you're like reading Twitter or Slack or, you know, whatever. I think that could be a huge mistake. I've lots of times just leave the phone. I put on do not disturb mode from 5 o'clock to 7:30. Those are kind of the hours. Adam knows he's tried to get in a hold of me in that window. It's like, oh, I'd never see the message because I just have it on do not disturb. Like, let's not have dinner time compromised by your phone ringing and, you know, kind of derailing the, you know, the nighttime process.
Right. I will tell you, I mean, between, you know, the three of us, I mean, I've obviously been a dad 3 times longer than you. So there you go, based on years. And I have 3 kids. And you guys, both of you are amazing dads and parents and, you know, and co-parent with your spouses respectively. Mistakes I made where I was that guy where I would work a lot because I was selfish and I was really focused on doing better for the family only in the financial respect, nothing else. And that was unfortunate from my perspective. Looking back at it, I was early on a good dad when it was convenient. And I hate to say that. It sucks to say it and it hurts, but it's the truth. And I've learned that and I've tried to share with the younger generation, hey, don't do that. And you guys, both of you guys are awesome at what you're doing there. But in the fact that you do work from home, there are differences there as well. And you make them a priority, which is great. Because I will tell you, I remember literally being your ages with the kids of the age and seeing somebody at a store who was my age now and saying, they would tell me, oh, it goes by so fast. And I'm like, oh, sure thing, old man. And that's me now. It's a blink of an eye. I mean, like I said, Avalon's going to be in college in 3 months. It blows me away. And that she's 18, she'll be 19. She won't be home for her birthday this year. That's weird to me. She'll be in college. She won't be around. I mean, I won't be either. I'll be at WorkCamp US. But whatever. But, you know, she won't be home. And that's just odd. So, yeah. You know, there are no mistakes. There are only choices and learning from those choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And one of the things is maybe when you go to say like what can I do or what could I fail as a parent? Like, I think the cool part about where we are in society or the way that the world works now, like let Abigail like follow her passions and her dreams. Like, you know, like maybe if she wants to be a dancer, you know, like, let her do that. Like, that's not, you know, it's not that she can't make money doing that, you know, someday, or, you know, kind of forcing her down the stereotypical, like, you must go to college, you must get a job, you must do that, you must do that. When in reality, like, you could spend time just teaching her WordPress, you know, maybe, you know, the design, like, design's a huge thing, or, you know, like, there can go so many different routes. And I kind of wish that, granted, there wasn't internet when I was little, and there definitely wasn't when Adam was little, but,
Hey.
But we're in that point where, you know, like little kids are starting to have YouTube channels and start to get a following and, you know, doing all those types of things that we never would have dreamed of. And just keep your eyes open for those possibilities of, you know, things that are out there.
I will say this one last thing from my perspective is I would not, how would I want to word this? I think it would be a mistake to overexpose Abigail and Kenley and Kellen to too much internet, to too much devices. It's easy just to use that as the babysitter. Like, we used to use a TV or we used to, you know, whatever it may be, to some extent. I mean, it is what it is. People have done it for the last, you know, 50 years in some capacity. I think technology specifically can be detrimental to young brains. This is a known fact. I mean, you know, so I would try to limit that. And then, it's hard. It's really hard. I mean, my kids are now teenagers and I've lost. So that's so I can't recover, but
until you turn the Wi-Fi off.
Right. And then it's like, but then the two of them have phones and that just uses my data. So it's still, it's a lose-lose. So anyway, all right. I think we answered his question well enough. And the other one from Serena. Cool. If you have any questions, by all means, you know where to send them, people. Moving on to this week's segment is what? What is this week's segment? Oh, it's this.
Unordered lists.
If I count ink, I don't know.
You jerk.
Flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh, what's all right, this is the segment in the game we play where we ask each other a question to name as many somethings in the categories we can in 30 seconds or less. We try to keep track best we can. I'll do the timing music. We'll kind of track it that way. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I can ask mine first.
Okay.
All right. This is my least favorite game of all the games.
I know.
I am nowhere near good at it. But I did come up with one, and I don't think it's been ever used before on this show. So we'll go ahead and do it. And as a Apple aficionado and someone that used to work for Apple and someone that is constantly behind on their Apple technology software updates and whatnot.
I want stability. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. My question for you, are you ready to hit the Jeopardy music? My question is, what name as many of the named operating systems, you know, like Mavericks, etc. I'll give you that one for free, that Apple has released.
Okay, ready? Ready, set, go. Let me turn that down. All right. Do you want the nicknames? Like OS 10?
Or, like the nicknames. Like okay. Mavericks.
Cheetah, Puma, Jaguar, Tiger. Touch a tiger. Leopard. I actually know this. This is pretty good. Snow leopard. Lion. Mountain lion. How much time do I have left? Mavericks. Yosemite. El Capitan. And Mojave. That's is that the last one? I think so.
It's 12. Whew. You missed one. There was one right in the middle that I was like, oh, you missed. Sierra.
Did I say Sierra? I don't know. I'll take Sierra 12. 12's good.
Wind it back. What did he say?
No. All right. It's funny that you picked that topic in that category because I did something similar for you, my friend.
Okay.
And you're going to, ideally, you should blow me out of the water. You really should. Okay. Because I won't know if you're right or wrong, technically.
It's my favorite.
So yeah. You studied and you are degreed in all things electrical engineering. So I went to the Google, found a site. It's called Maxim. I found the site and I said, glossary of electrical engineering terms. You ready?
Sure.
Go.
So like capacitor, resistor.
Yes.
Wire, voltage, amps, meter, multimeter, again, I'm not a practicing electrical engineer. A voltmeter.
Nine. Yes, I win. You got nine. Yeah, there are obviously so many. You could, B field, bandwidth,
like light switch, outlet. Those are all electrical engineering fields.
Yeah, I will put the link in the show notes of where what I found. So, yeah, I won. Awesome. So, I'm so happy.
That's not a big deal that you won. I've lost that game every time.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. All right. So you want to wrap us up like Kyle does?
Yeah, I've got 13 more minutes, so let's go ahead and wrap us up. So thanks so much for listening and tuning in this week. Thanks for having me, Adam, and thanks for having me, Kyle, which he may or may not know we're recording this show. So thanks to Kyle. Thanks for letting me come in. But if you are interested of asking any questions, you can head on over to the website, getoptionspodcast.com. You can send an email to questions@getoptionspodcast.com, or you can use the SpeakPipe functionality on the website. And that's basically what we need. We need more questions because I'm guessing the queue is getting kind of small because they answer questions every single week. And, you know, how many people? I don't get to know this information because I'm just a co-hosted host. And so there could be a lot of questions, but there also could not be. So I'm just helping my good friends Adam and Kyle to just fill the queue up, ask some questions. And as you can see, today's podcast didn't really talk about WordPress at all. Like, if you got a branch outside that, you know, LinkedIn is kind of like WordPress, but not really. And parenting is nowhere near it, but I gave some WordPress advice, and so that kind of made the show fit together. But that's basically what we're going on with as the wrap up. And I mean, that was only 30 seconds, so I could probably go a little longer just to, because Kyle likes to say it. But let's go ahead and wrap us up. Where can you find us online, Adam?
So you can find us online, Twitter primarily. We're at @get_options. Kyle is over at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Adam Silver. Where are you on Twitter?
At Dustin Hartzler.
And we're also on SoundCloud @get_options. Say goodbye, Dustin.
Say goodbye, Dustin.